Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. love one another. No one has ever seen God, and if we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfect in us. God's love, perfect in you, will be demonstrated in the way you love others. Allow the fact to rest in your heart for a minute. Allow Scripture to establish you in you the core value of a selfless love. I used to think that the highest form of Christian spirituality would be surrendering all forms of pleasure and human contact in order to devote my entire life to relationship with God. But Scripture is clear that God desires to produce in us a passionate pursuit of love for everyone around us. We demonstrate the depth of our love for him through the depth of our love for others. Christianity is not a religion of cliques, comfort zones, or isolation. Rather, it is a personal relationship with a God who loves people and longs to fill us with his love for others. Our Heavenly Father knows that we are incapable of consistently and selflessly loving others in our own strength. He knows that apart from him, we are selfish, prideful, fearful, and inconsistent. But our God is fully capable of remarkable transformation if we will open the doors of our hearts to his love and allow him to change us for the better. If we will allow him to satisfy us and heal our wounds, we will receive a flood of genuine love for others that casts out all fear, selfishness, and pride in the light of God's glorious grace. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verses 12 to 14, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. What is holding you back from loving others selflessly? Or do you need a fresh feeling of God's love to heal your wounds and satisfy your heart? What fear of source or pride is keeping you from receiving God's passion and heart for others around you?" So spend time in prayer, allowing Scripture to influence and repetize what you view as most important. Allow God to flood the dry and wounded places of your heart. And allow the Holy Spirit to fill with his heart for those around you who desperately need someone to reveal God's love to them. So meditate on Jesus' commandment to love others in response to his love. Allow Scripture to lay the foundation for how you will decide to live your life. John chapter 13, verse 35, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have loved one another." Romans chapter 13, verse 8 to 10, "Owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law or the commandments. You shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is fulfillment of the law." So spend time receiving God's love. Where do you need his love in order to love others well? What wound is causing you to live fearfully, selfishly, or pridefully? Whatever your life needs to be healed or satisfied, ask God to pinpoint that place. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. "So that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is best and length and height and depth, and know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." So ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with God's heart for others. Allow him to show you how he feels about people at your work, school, church, or neighborhood. Ask him to reveal specific people he desires you to love well today. Ask him for specific ways he would have you love them. Romans chapter 12, verse 9 and 10, "Let the love be genuine. Abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor." The ability to genuinely love others is a sign of new nature placed within you at salvation. Genuine love is not of this world, but of the kingdom of God. When you love selfishly, you bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. The world has no rebuttal for love. It has no grip for acts of selfish generosity. Love tears down walls that have built up between men and God. It pierces through heart and exteriors and reaches the core of man's heart. So may you reveal the great love of your Heavenly Father today through acts of genuine selfless love. I highly suggest that you read John chapter 15. It'll bring this devotional more to life. Amen. Well, this brings us to the question, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. Let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way is up or down, or which way to go? Or you, maybe you're lacking purpose and you need purpose in life. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something more catastrophe, like addiction to drugs or alcohol. Okay, pornographic material. Gambling or maybe you suffer from ability to no longer, keep yourself from eating. Whatever the problem is, see, the Lord can take it away. In order for him to do so, he's got to know you. So, with this in mind, would you like to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long, I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner, and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon me. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation, and I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you to the family of God. But I can say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. All right. Okay, let's take a caller. Hello, 101, you're on the air.
How you doing there, Mr. Kenny Fishman? This is Tyreek. It's been a long time since I called. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I've been doing okay. Just handling this COVID stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm already on my third shot.
That's good.
Not really. It's not really good. My testicles swollen up. They were like burning. You know, I don't think I can have kids no more. But that's okay because that saves me on paid child support.
Okay.
Amen. You know, Jesus, you know, somehow he works in mysterious ways, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, he does.
You got any more callers on the line?
No, you're it.
I'm it. All right, man, you know, I just thank the Lord, you know, for what he's done in my life. And I used to be a drug addict, you know. I used to play cocaine. and I just thank God he saved me from that. And, I went to prison, and I had to do things that I didn't want to do. But, you know, the Lord, you know, he sent some ministers to minister to me, and I got saved. and thank you for the Lord that he sent them people because I got saved. And
amen.
Thank God that I listened to the internet, you know, Block Talk Radio, got to find you, and I thank finding you too, you know what I'm saying?
Amen. All
right.
Yeah. Well, good to have you calling in. Okay, I haven't heard from you in a long time. Okay?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
No callers, huh?
No callers. It's just you.
They're scared.
Okay?
They're scared.
So, I'm going to play some music and see if we get any more callers.
All right.
God bless you.
Stars on my roof flying by, wondering who am I. My hoodie on is getting cold outside. Let's make a bonfire and sing the songs of grace that light the sky up. Like our lanterns, we light the night up. I'm wondering how we made it this far. It's just crazy to me. The wretch from Amazing Grace, somehow you still love me. You still love me, a work of progress that I'm far from finished. You made a way for me. You gave my life a new beginning. When I thought that it was in it, that song I play when it's turbulence shaking on the plane. Tell my wife that I'ma be okay. If God is for me, I won't be afraid. I go wherever, I don't need a name. My past is gone, I don't see the shame. Love is one, I can't see the pain. They don't know how I could be this way. Looking at my life, I don't even know how we made it this far. The beautiful essence, she broke down the walls to my place, and my place was scarred. This is a song for a new generation. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus, forever we're singing.
Bye. okay, because even I've had enough of that. Hey, it's almost 9 o'clock. It's me, Tony F. Talk to me. Oh, no, wait. I think I just hit the wrong thing. Hold on. Give me a second. Got those testicle difficulties going on again. Ken's going to fix things. There we go. So, you can call me and talk to me at 657-383-1487. I'm here. And you know what I want to discuss today? Today I went to the grocery store to do some shopping. And I noticed that people are not even bothering with social distancing. People are right up on each other again, being rude. I don't know how many of you were out and about shopping during the lockdown and during the big time part of the pandemic, but people were giving you space. People were actually polite. Now all of a sudden it's like the world's gone back to what it used to be. What do you think? Do you think the world is going back to rudeness like it was before? Or do you think we should be polite like we were during the lockdown? Talk to me. 657-383-1487. I have a call. Here we go. 111, you're on the air. Talk to me. I bet you we're going to get a bunch of those. 111, you're on the air. Talk to me.
You can go ahead and get that one.
111, okay, you know what? I do not like to start this way. Y'all are the ones that asked me to come on and talk to y'all. I give you a subject to talk about, and all I get is silliness. So guess what? Talk to me.
Hi, this is so Seb. How you doing?
This is who?
Seb. They call me Sebby.
Okay.
They call me Sebby.
What do you want to talk about tonight?
I got a flyer to a church, and they were saying that they were going to offer glory hose.
I'm not sure what that is, caller. Could you explain that to me?
Oh, no, because you were saying they were offering glory hose, and I don't know what that is. And they said
glory
they
hose.
Me to be...
Glory hose,
yes,
glory
me.
Hose. I don't know. Maybe ex-prostitutes who found the Lord?
Back of a wall.
Glory hose? That makes sense to me.
They were wanting me to be the back of a wall.
You put your back up against the wall?
No.
No? Explain these glory hoes to me. Talk to me, caller. Teach me something.
Yes. Okay. What happened was I got a flyer to a church. And
we're way past all the flyer church, and we're at the glory hose. Let's talk about those glory hose.
Yes.
Explain that to me.
And they wanted me to be in back of a wall where a hoe is at. So I was like, I don't know what a glory hoe is. Do you?
Well, no, I thought you were going to explain it to me. Obviously, you found out what one was. Talk to me, Colin.
No, I don't know what one is. I don't know what it is.
But yet you were trapped behind a wall with a hole. Well, what did you do in that wall? What did you do while you were back?
They wanted me to be in back of a wall.
Oh, but you didn't go.
I didn't go because I didn't know what
it
was.
Oh, well, good, because that sounds like some stranger danger stuff. You might have landed up with, you know, sex trafficking, being sold in another country, having to have a sex change and work with a woman. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, that you did not go.
Amen. Amen.
I'm glad for you.
Amen.
I'm glad. I don't know what happened to them glory hoes. I love a prostitute that finds Jesus. This part of the show is not about all that, but I will always give glory to Glory Hoes. Amen.
Glory Hoes. Amen.
Oh, Glory Hoes. Let's hear it for them. I guess I'm going to, do I have another caller here? No, I guess not. Oh, yes, I do. Caller, I'm going to put your call, pick up and see what's going on here. I guess I should have known better than that. So, caller, any more stories about these Glory Hoes? I'm glad you escaped. I guess he left.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
Here.
I hear you.
Yeah, I'm just trapped inside a box right now.
Oh, right now you're in the box with the hoes.
Yeah.
Isn't that
yeah.
awesome? How big of a box is this?
It's
and how many hoes
box.
Are there?
There's like four hoes. It's a box.
Four hoes and you.
Where?
But the hoes have found the glory and you haven't.
Yeah,
well, maybe
right.
they can save. Maybe they can save you. Maybe they can help you through this. Lean on those hoes for support.
No,
they'll show
but
you
there's
what,
things coming.
They'll
out.
Show you what needs to be done.
But
so let me take another
out.
Caller. We'll be right back with you. You hold on to that thought and praise those glory hoes. 111, you're on the air. Talk to me.
Hello, this is an anonymous caller. Just calling in, I read out of your book that you were in the Cuban Army and you used to force boys to be circumcised, and then you would take the foreskins home and eat them. Is that the...
That's kind of gross. Did you think that up yourself? Or did you read that somewhere? That's kind of disgusting.
And you did that until the Cuban Army caught you wearing
high heels.
I cannot hear
you and call... We'll have to speak up, caller. You're coming in and out.
The
Talk
Cuban
to me.
Army put you in a cage. That's where you met Ken. Then you escaped to Texas and opened Ken's porn shop where you met Victor.
Wow. You've got this all figured out, and I've never heard of any of this, really? So let me get this straight. First, I was in Cuba, and that's where I was part of the revolution. Because I was circumcising people and eating some foreskin that I used as a flotation device to get to Florida where I met Ken, and we escaped from the holding facility and moved to Texas and opened a porno shop. Wow. Did you make all that up yourself? You're kind of strange if you make up lives for other people.
No, I'm reading from your journal that was published. And also to comment in the chat room from earlier, that's where the glory hole was. It was at the Ken's porno shop. And Farrar is always behind the scenes, if you know what I mean, from what I've heard.
Oh. So more things that you've made up. Are you done making up things, or can I take another caller? In fact, you know what? Let me just take another caller. Put you on hold, because you're asking a bunch of silliness. The other silliness was funny. And let's see what we got. 814, you're on the air. Talk to me. Hello? 814.
Hello.
There you are.
This is 814. This is 814.
Well, hey, 814, how are you doing this evening? I know who it is.
I'm doing 814. How are you doing?
I'm doing good this evening. So you want to talk about you think people are still being rude now that the kind of pandemic, people think it's over? Have people gone back to rudeness in the world?
I don't think people stopped being rude.
Really? I think people were kind of polite. I think people were being kind of polite in the stores and whatnot for a while. They were giving you your space. They were standing away, giving you 6 feet here and there. And now they're right up on your ass trying to sniff it. Kind of a bore.
Yeah, they're trying to shove their dick right up your ass.
Yes, they do. They're right up on you.
They don't have masks anymore.
Yep.
God damn it. What's wrong with them? Huh?
They're rude. What can you expect?
Guy. like that Mike Hunk guy, man. What's wrong with him?
Your caller, you're coming in and out. I can't even hear you. I'm going to put you on hold. I have to answer a call. 111, you're on the air. I shouldn't play Amazing Grace.
October Bash. Are you guys going to have that jizz-filled dunk tank?
Ooh, y'all are so nasty. Where do you, can you honestly tell me where you come up with these ideas? I'd like to truly know what kind of twisted mind thinks of these things. A jizz-fest.
Well,
a jizz-fest, mind you. Doesn't that just kind of even sound ridiculous even to you just to say it? Jizz-fest. They're having a jizz-fest. Jizz Fest. Doesn't even sound cute. Jizz Fest. Jizz. You. And who would want to jump in it? I don't know. That's kind of sick and twisted. So let me see who we have next. Let's see. Here we go. 111, you're on the air. Talk to me.
Hello. I am a transgender. My name
Sandy
Box. My name is Sandy Box. Hello.
Hi, Box.
Sandy Box. B-O-X.
Box, that's what I said. Box. B-O-X.
My name is Sandy, and I need to know how to get sand out of my new vagina.
Well, try a little water.
And?
A little soap, maybe. Try a douche bottle. Try a water hose. Go to the local car wash.
What do you hose out yours with?
Hello? Miss Box? Miss Box,
this
where have you gone?
Sandy. This
oh,
is
hi,
Sandy.
Well, Sandy. So does that solve your problem about getting sand out of your new vagina?
It's very helpful.
Let's see.
I have another question.
Hold on one moment.
Are you vaccinated? Hello?
Are you?
Are you vaccinated?
Are
yes.
you vaccinated?
Yes. What about you?
Oh, yes, I am.
Whenever I go to the store, I stand very close to everyone and take my mask off. Because I'm vaccinated, I am impenetrable to the virus.
Well, no, that's not what that means. It just means if you catch the virus, it won't kill you. It'll still make you sick. It'll still make you very sick. But you won't have to go to the hospital. You can treat it at home. Don't feel just because you're vaccinated, you're invincible, people. You're not. You can get all three shots and your yearly flu shot. You can get up to four vaccinations right now just to cover this COVID. But you can still catch it. Don't think
but
that you can't.
I have another question.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Is there a vaccination for HIV?
Well, no, there isn't. HIV is one of the diseases that has not been cured, along with cancer.
From what
I
heard,
everybody knows HIV was eradicated.
It's no longer here. HIV has been eradicated.
And yet people die from it every day. So
I'm not aware of any, not since Ryan White, the small Indiana child.
I know who Ryan White was. Go ahead.
Michael Jackson. I believe before Ryan White died, he was diddled.
Could you tell me how to just get rid of him? I don't know what caller he is, and I'd hate to have just hang up on everybody.
Well,
in fact, you know what? Disrespect somebody else, and I will hang up on everybody. Yeah. Jesus, going to talk about a dead child. A child who died of AIDS, man. And that's what you're going to call and talk about? That's a little too twisted. Sorry. So, let me see. I have a caller. I won't take y'all back to Amazing Grace. 111, you're on the air with Tony F. Talk to me.
I believe we got disconnected.
I believe we did, too, and you're going to stay disconnected. 111, you're on the air with Tony F. Talk to me.
How you doing there, Tony F? I'd like to talk about the COVID vaccine. Now, have you heard that the COVID vaccine has really killed a lot more people than just the COVID?
Well, I haven't heard of the vaccine killing anybody, the vaccine itself. But I do know that people are dying every day of COVID, and every day there's new cases. There was almost 500 new cases right here in SA. Just today.
Yes. Yes, and it's all because of the vaccine. Because
people aren't taking the vaccine. Anybody of any age knows we've been taking vaccines our whole lives. Just to go to school, you have to take vaccines. So we've all taken the vaccine.
That's true.
What's the difference now? Tell me that.
Well, the difference is the vaccine
is the bark of the beast.
Oh, that's funny. If this isn't Ashley, wow, you do a better demon than Ashley. And let's go. 111, you're on the air with Tony F. Talk to me.
Well, this is Doug, but I'm really drunk and I've got to throw up.
Do you feel better now, caller? I bet you if you drank liquor or vodka or bourbon or something like that, that probably burned like hell. Call us back and let us know. Bye. Okay, it looks like I have no more callers, so... you know, I really don't want to play Amazing Grace for y'all again. I know that gets kind of painful. So let's see what we got here on the line. 111, you're on the air with Tony F. Talk to me.
Hello? This is Sandy Box. We got disconnected.
Oh, no. Yeah, we did, Sandy Box. So what's up? Did you get that sand out of your new vagina?
Not yet.
Well, like I said, if you don't, try the water hose, the water spray gun at your local car wash.
I have a question about vaccinations.
Have you had yours?
I already addressed that, yes.
I know. I was being facetious. I know. I was being facetious. I know you haven't received yours, or so you say. And you like taking your mask off around people because you think it's funny.
Yes. I stand very close.
What exactly was your question then?
My question is does the virus, the HIV, does that affect COVID?
Does what affect the COVID?
The HIV.
People that have HIV who are, it's not under control, do have to worry about the COVID virus. Yes, they do. That answer your question?
No.
Okay. How more clear can I make it? If you have HIV, you should be careful of COVID.
I'm having trouble understanding you. Is Ken available?
No, he's not. I'm going to answer some phone calls. One, 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 you're on the air. Talk to me. Can you imagine if that actually came out of your bowels? Can you imagine? No, can you really imagine that coming out of somebody? That's just thoroughly wrong. You need to see a doctor, John. Oh, that was funny. Let's see what we got next. I think I remember this one. 510, you're on the air. Talk to me.
Tony Farrar, I have some inside information about... I have some inside info about COVID.
Okay, give it to us.
All right. At the Cocktober Bash, Pastor Kent will be a special guest at the Cocktober Bash festival, and he will be giving out his Johnson & Johnson COVID cure.
Well, is Pastor Kent's wife going to be there too? Because I know he just got married.
Yeah, she'll be there, and she'll be helping.
Oh, he'll be there too,
because
he's obviously throwing this event. Are you attending this event?
Yeah, I'm going to go get my cure.
Good for you.
I'm going to be there. Mike Hunt's going to be there. Mad Mark's going to be there. Ashley's going to be there. Gavin Moorhead's going to be there. Turd McGillicuddy's going to be there. Cobra Jeff's going to be there. J-Bo's going to be there. Maybe Doc Cornelius. I don't know.
You're offline to Canada to go to Kent's event?
Well, we're going to... But it's not in Canada. It's in Texas.
Well, Kent lives in Canada, doesn't he? So why is he throwing an event in Texas?
Because he's a special guest at Ardash Lane, which is your place.
Not mine. Sorry, I think you got things confused there. We don't throw any kind of events like that. HOA doesn't allow it.
Well, it's on the flyer. Everybody's
throwing a party
emails
during COVID. Come on, get real. No, no, no.
Yes, yes, yes.
Lord, well, I mean, that what scares me more is that all of you would attend a party during COVID. That's kind of
we are all booking our hotels as we speak.
You better book them. Book them. May I suggest a rundown Motel 6 somewhere?
Yeah.
That's where
I'm staying at the Hyatt. I don't know about you. I'm staying at the Hyatt.
Good for you. That's where y'all need to stay. All of y'all should stay there. Do they have many in Canada? Oh, no, I forgot he's throwing a party in Texas.
Yeah.
It's at your place.
Yeah, all right. You're silly. You bore me. Goodbye. 111, you're on the air. Talk to me.
This is Grover Washington. I need to know if I want to be able to get some complimentary tickets to the Cocktoberfest.
Complimentary? Shit. Why do you always want something complimentary? Always want a freebie. Gimme, 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 gimme. You want to pay something. Lord have mercy. Every time I hear you on the air, it's gimme, 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 do me, do me, do me. Shit. What do you do for somebody? Lord have mercy.
I'm 59 years young. I'm a veteran. And I'm homeless.
You're a old homeless veteran.
Yeah.
Okay, well there's lots of places that'll take you in, so you don't have to be homeless. Old
I'm,
I can't
I'm up
help.
Here at the Haven for Hope. I'm up here at the
Haven
for Hope. The Haven
oh good,
for
yeah,
Hope.
Haven
I
Hope.
Just want...
It's very nice down there, I hear.
Okay. But when it's time for the Cocktoberfest, are you going to pay for my Uber to get me over to your house on R-Dash?
Hey, see, there you are again with give me, pay me, pay me. What is up with you? Why
I'm
I got to give you something? Why don't you go stand outside Haven of Hope, get you a little cup, put on some dark glasses, pretend you're blind, and hustle for change. Pay your own Uber, baby. Don't depend on anybody. Do it yourself.
Exactly.
Do not depend on anybody. You get your Uber and you get where you need to be.
Yeah.
Don't let people tell you where you need to be and how you need to get there.
Yeah.
I got a 20% off on Uber. I'll let you use it.
There you go. See, you're already saving 20%. Now you need to make 20% less. Good for you. See, that's the thing. But I got to let move on, caller, because I have other callers. So, Grover, you're going to have to go on hold, too. I think that's all
right. Thank you for using Blog Talk
Radio. Oh, well, guess what?
Goodbye.
I'm getting
Thank
rid of everybody because
Radio.
We're at that time of the night when it's time to say goodnight. So y'all remember, we'll be back, Ken?
Saturday
at 8 o'clock, as usual. For God Rainbows Ministry Presents, Pastor Kent, and at the end of the night, talk to me with Tony F. I can't wait. Bye.
You want to get in there and say goodnight? Uh-huh. Well, we had a very interesting evening. I'm glad everybody had a good talk. Okay, and there is no event in October, okay, and actually, okay, you can fuck yourself too, okay, all right, God bless, have a good evening, talk to you all later.